Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. I am with Leroy Collins today. Leroy Collins is one of the most amazing men I've met since I started this 10-year cycle shift thing that I've been on. So thank you for joining me.
No, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, we have talked about a lot of things over the years, and I want to cover them. But most importantly, the reason we're connecting today is because what you have going on this summer, right, with the golf fundraiser. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So 3 years ago, so I'm the president for the Upstate NFL Alumni Chapter.
Yes, I got sidetracked. Yep. You are a lot of things. You are a president of that chapter, and you're an author, and you played pro football as well for the NFL.
It's been a couple things.
I know. Think it's because to me, you're just Leroy and you do everything.
I do everything. And I mean, but I delegate, so I don't do it all by myself. So I'm the president for the Upstate NFL Alumni Chapter. And so basically what the NFL Alumni does is we raise money for a nonprofit organization. Is caring for our kids and caring for our community. So we find different ways to raise these funds that's going to enrich another organization that might need help or that needs to get their name out there to get help from other people. So we raise money for these organizations, find different ways. And so for the last 3 years, we've been doing a golf tournament. Okay. So in a golf tournament, we had Timber Banks for the last 2 years. And before the next day of the golf tournament, we have a meet and greet the day before. In the meet and greet, we bring 20 plus ex NFL players, NBA players, professional athletes. Because we have MLB, boxing. So we bring them in and we have a meet and greet. We eat, we drink, we talk, we have fun.
Yeah.
And they sign autographs.
Nice. So it's not at Timber Banks though this year, right?
No. So it's at Drumlin's this year.
Okay.
It's at Drumlin's this year, and the golf tournament is at Drumlin's, but the meet and greet is at the Collegiate Hotel.
Oh, nice.
Right on Genesee Street in Syracuse.
Yeah, that is a nice place.
Yeah,
wow.
It's very nice. Yeah.
So how does somebody sign up or get involved in this fundraiser?
So we can reach out. So we have a NFL alumni page on Facebook. But you also can go to the upstatenflalumni.org on the website. And they have a link that you can also register there. My name is Leroy Collins. I'm on Facebook. You can reach out to me. And if you want to go to those channels, you can reach out to me and I can send you the link personally. So you can have it. And if you have any questions about it, I can answer those questions at that point as well.
Awesome. So what I'll do is I have your Instagram linked already. Mm-hmm. I will link your Facebook, and then also I'll just put the event itself so people can sign up right through this podcast or on the Heart, Home & Community page.
Oh, that would
as well.
Be awesome. That would be awesome. Yep.
So this year, you're actually the fundraisers to raise money for a good friend of mine and her organization.
Yeah.
Aaron's Angels with Sheila. So how did you connect with Sheila?
So I knew Sheila from years back, probably maybe like 8-9 years ago, right before me and you met. So I did a Life Matters. So she was the first organization that did Life Matters runs for.
Oh,
so you know what Life Matters is. So
I
Life
did. We did, a pod, we did a video for Life Matters right outside by the Seneca River.
Yep. And so we were doing, it was actually catching a lot of wind. And then, you know, the old silly COVID happened. We actually had one run during COVID.
Did you?
During COVID. We had one run in Fulton during COVID. We probably had like 65 people signed up and we ran the city. Actually, we had two during COVID. And then it came to a point, they said no more.
Yeah.
You can't do anymore. So we kind of sat down. So it kind of lost his, lost his legs a little bit. So
yeah, but don't you think that was just one more like step to getting to where you are today? Right.
Yes.
And organizations and connections.
Right.
Because like this is called CNY Community Connections, because it's the connections that we made, even the connections you and I made, right?
Yep.
That get us to where we are today. So I do remember Life Matters. I did not run Life Matters, but I do remember.
You didn't run. You was there. I remember.
I was there. I was there. Yes, I didn't. But the other thing, even before that, we had met because you had written a book. So I met you at the time right before your book had come out.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I do want to talk about a little bit of that. But like I said, the most important thing right now, because it's happening right now, is the fundraiser, and it's June 14th and 15th, right?
Yep. Yeah. So June 14th, the meet and greet is at the Collegian from 6 to 9. And then there's an after party from 9:30 to 11.
Oh,
it's
wow.
An after party. So let's say basically it's a party. There's an after party. And the golf tournament is at the shotgun starts at 10 o'clock at Drumlin's. And, you know, so there's room for registrations. And then right following the golf tournament, there's dinner. And I mean, so it's auction. You can also do auction items. Let me just say, at the meet and greet, it's going to be like a little show. So we're going to have a stage and we have different entertaining things going on during the show. And that's another way we evolved throughout the years, because we didn't have that in the last couple meet and greet, but we always want to evolve and make it better each time. And yeah. So we decided to add some entertainment along with the eating, drinking, autograph signing, kids having fun. You know what I mean? People talking to their professional athletes that they grew up watching when they were kids.
Are invited to the event as well?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
It's a kids friendly event. So we're going to have the adults there. They're going to sign autographs. We have little player cards for all the players, and players are going to sign their player card for all the kids.
Yeah. Nice. That sounds like a really great time. And I'm going to throw a pitch out there too, because you're letting me film one of my Heart, Home, and Community segments at your golf tournament, the meet and greet. So I'm kind of excited.
Yep, you will
I
be
get
there.
To be a part of it, and I'll be on camera a little bit, and I'll probably talk to you that night again on camera.
Absolutely. So. That would be amazing. Yeah, that would be awesome. Amazing. They get them an inside look. So people that don't come, you get to see it again, but people that's there, you're going to see what I'm talking about. It's an amazing time.
It's going to be a lot of live energy and stuff. So let's go back to the book. So you actually brought up Life Matters, which was probably the second thing that I remember about you. But the first thing is you had written a book called The Running Back, and you kind of told your story.
Yep.
And I don't want to give the book away, but what made you write the book to begin with?
So I always wanted to write the book. I wanted to get my story out there because it's pretty amazing. The name of the book is The Running Back. Right now, the book is The Running Back from the Wheelchair to the NFL. So it kind of tells my story that, you know, you can make it through anything, regardless of what's going on. If you believe and have enough faith, enough strength in something, that you can change the odds of what's happening to you. And that's kind of what happened to me. I was told I'd never walk again. I was told I'd never function like a normal kid. But I had this faith and belief that I was meant for something more than just that conversation we had with the doctors. And I had this dream to play NFL. And so throughout the journey of my life, I did certain things that kind of changed the trajectory of my path. You know what I mean? So instead of me being a handicapped kid or being a kid laughed at, teased at, I was a kid working out and people was inspired by what I was doing. And then I became infectious to a lot of people. And they were laughing at me. They were rooting for me. And because of me never giving up and believing that I can get to the point, this dream that I had. I don't know why I had it. I don't know why it was so strong within me at such a young age, but it was something that just like drove me, forced me to become somebody different. In light of my circumstances.
Well, and it wasn't just physical as well. As I remember talking earlier to you, they also thought that you would not be able to maybe even graduate with through high school or anything. So it wasn't just physical that you had to, really had to mentally strengthen yourself too.
So I had to take special tutoring because it's hard for me to learn like normal kids. Like you were saying, so I had brain trauma, obviously. So it was a lot of, it's a hard time for me to try to, you know, to have a teacher to give a lesson and then me to be able to, you know, articulate that or, you know, receive that and then be able to articulate it and write it down. So I had to have special tutoring, special counseling in order to get myself to learn different from everybody else. And so I almost didn't graduate high school, you know what I mean? So, once I found out the technique that I need to use in order to get myself to understand the work that I was receiving, then I was able to get to credits I need, get the corresponding courses I need, and then eventually graduating. And now today I have two master's degrees.
That's crazy. I mean, not crazy, crazy, but just you were there. Yeah. And before we went live, we were actually talking about the fact that in order to overcome adversity and things, it matters who you surround yourself with, right? Yeah. To have those supportive people. Who would you have said supported you the most as you were going through all that trauma and difficulties?
So I would have to say my mother. My mother was she was my backbone. She was my strength. She was my everything. She was the one that carried when I couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. She was the one that carried me to the dinner table. She carried me to the bathtub. She carried me to bed. She was the one that did that. She had three other kids at the time, and she had to you know, nurse me and take care of me like I was a newborn baby again. And but on top of that, I had scars and I had bandages that need to be changed. I had, you know what I mean, still not understanding, I mean, what happened to me, but having a desire and dream to get up and walk. And so it was a lot of different things going on. So it, like you said, the mental thing, because at that time, it's just that I had such a desire to walk that it was saddening and painful, just not because of the bandages and the scars, but not being able to walk and having this thing in my head, like saying, like, you going to the NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that right there was like kind of traumatizing as well. But I had a power to that. But my mother was my support system and my uncle. And he was the one that actually, when I started to move around and started, you know, limping around and started looking like I was going to recover a little bit, he used to get me and work out with me on off and on, and was that support system in that realm of sports and training.
Wow. And you are that person to a lot of youth in our area, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a gym that you work out. Yep. And we were talking about your son who's graduating today.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And I remember the workout videos, you know, on Facebook, social media when he was very small, and he had determination. So it kind of reminds me, I don't know, you know, if our kids idolize us and they look to us or whatever, but but you could see it in those videos. Like, he just had determination as well to get where he's going. So
he did. So, and I always, because I played football, I played, got a chance to play in the NFL. I got a Division I scholarship, played that level. I didn't like force my kids into the sport. You know what I mean? So I trained them. I said, you know what? I don't know. You don't have to play football. You don't have to play basketball, but you're going to do something. You know what I mean? Just because of the fact that I know how the character that it builds and the strength that it builds. You got discipline. You got leadership. You got all these lessons from it. So I say, you're going to do something. You ain't got to play football. And one of the things is like keeping your body in shape, being dedicated, disciplined, knowing how to fight through adversity and pain. You know what I mean? So, you know, that one last rep that you need to do, you don't want to do it, but you know you need to do it. And saying, so you got to face adversity and challenges and push yourself to do that last rep. So, and he learned that earlier on in life. But just because I'm dad and I played football, it became his passion as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, so his hard work and dedication, now he's going to play Division I football right now.
Well, good for him. And congratulations. I know it's hard to watch the kids go, but you're so proud of them at the same moment. So
yeah, it's a sad moment.
Wow. So originally you had written the book and it was called The Running Back Wheelchair to the NFL.
Yeah.
And again, if I remember correctly, that was when COVID came out again, right? So you had signed up for book tours. So much was going on.
Yeah.
And I said this to Leroy, and when we had talked about doing this podcast, timing is everything, and it's God's timing. It's not our timing.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that book, in my opinion, there's a better time for that book to come out. So you are reinventing a lot of things right now. So you want to tell us what's going on?
Yeah. So the book is Running Back, and I launched it. The book came out 2019 in October 2019. Okay. October 2019, book came out. So then I went on a couple book tours, but in 2020, I had this complete year set up for book tour. I had a book set toured up to do the Dream Project. I had a book set up tour in California, in Iowa, Texas. I was all over the place, man. I had all the connections. I had venues set up. And the week before our first Dream Project, we got word that all venues are shut down. Mm-hmm. And saying, so the it was a salt space, is the first place they're gonna have it right here locally in town. And they called and said that we have to close down shop and can't do the venue, this COVID thing, it's shutting all the business down. Like, what? Nobody knew what was going on.
No one knew. I remember it was like all this mass confusion or whatever, but yeah.
And then the next one shut down, next you know, it's like you're locked in the house. Mm-hmm. So I actually did my book tour from the house, Zoom and whatever else. It got deterred. It got detoured.
You still sold a good amount of books.
I sold a lot of books to schools. Schools bought a lot of books. And I reached out to a lot of people. Organizations bought a lot of books because people were locked in. They were reading. They were doing stuff they haven't been doing. So that helped out a lot. But I think I could have reached a whole lot more people. So it got detoured and saying, so... about you saying the book was a Running Back. Now we had an anonymous reader, a person read the book.
Yeah.
And they said, your book is amazing. He said, I know that you did not, for some reason, he said, I know you didn't reach the number of books that you wanted to sell. And he said, I'm going to tell you why. He said, because your title. He said, your title will not reach a person like me that's a reader, and a lot of other people that I know that are readers. Your title will not will have them come pick your book up to read it. And he said, if you change the title of your book, he said, you relaunch this book again, you change the title, add some, there's a little more to the book, add some toward the end of it, like just like a person that bought the first book will still buy it and get something new from it, like at the end of it. So we did. So we relaunched the book, we changed the title, and we added 20 bonus pages onto the book. And so that we launched out, and so by the end of this month, we'll have a new book, the same book. New title.
With added
to it.
So, and that is true, because I'll be honest, I'm a reader and I love the inspirational stories, but I'm not a football reader, right? So when you see the name running back, I feel like, you know, if it was there and I was sitting somewhere, I might pick it up and read it, but I wouldn't go and choose that one.
Right.
So are you going to share, are you sharing the new name yet, or is that coming soon?
So you know what? Don't want to share a new name. I'm going to share a new name at the event.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yep.
So I will be there and I will get that. And then once you announce it, then I can throw it out to everybody.
Yep. Yeah. So we got it. So we're still going to do a couple of things right now. But it'll be the new title will be launched out. Right now, it's still running back up until the end of this month, and then we'll have the new title, new book, and it's amazing. It's powerful. It's amazing. It's strong. It's inspirational. It's everything, man. And I just never thought about it because I was just so happy about writing a book about a running back because I'm a running back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just like, you know, the title has to be the running back. It has to be, you know what I mean? But
well, and that's the difference, right? When you're in this mode and when you're in this mode.
Yeah.
And going back to like you said, you sold a lot of books, but an anonymous person probably, if it wasn't for COVID and being locked in, he probably would not have read it and look where it's taking, you know, taking off and stuff. Yep. So when I get that copy, I'll actually have the running back and then this new one side by side on my bookshelf.
Yep. And so, you can read it again and then you'll see some new added stuff to it. So it's pretty powerful. And
I'm excited
about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. I just hate the fact that, I mean, what I want to do is actually go through the whole, because it happened. I lost the mojo. I mean, because once COVID happens and I start doing it, then, you know, you're sitting there, you're doing speeches online. Because I do motivational speaking. You're just talking online and you have a conversation. You looking at the screen, you see about 20, 30 little faces.
Faces and like, in the box, right?
It's like, man, I don't feel that. I mean, I'm saying the words, man, but I'm not feeling it.
No, because you're not getting the energy of the room.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not getting the energy of the room. I'm not feeling the people. I'm not seeing the tears. I can't tear up. You know what I mean? It's like, I can't tear up at the screen. I mean, unless I'm watching Lassie or something like that. So, you know what I mean? So it took away a little bit of mojo, man. And I was like, so it was, it did damage. So I agree that it did a lot of damage to the youth, man, because even our adults was going through some stuff during our COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. The movers and shakers, man, was like, nah.
But, you know, so here's the piece. So the other podcast that this one's going to be featured on is The Ever Changing and Evolving. And I said to you, there's you, Sheila, there was a couple people, Barb Stone, that I met all at the time that I was like reshifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of you are constantly changing and leveling up. Mm-hmm. And whenever, the book wasn't what you thought it was going to be and the speaking wasn't what it thought it'd be, but that's about the time you started your construction company, isn't it?
Yes.
Right?
So, yep, I did. So it was funny. This is funny because I was always doing a little construction. I was always helping my brother doing a little construction here, a little construction there. And so I was doing the little speeches online, selling the books. We were in-house. I was still doing the gym because I got the fitness center. So I was doing the training online. We had to do Zoom on training. So it was like, couldn't go to the gym. We had to shut our gym down.
Yeah.
So everything was inside of the computer. So one-on-one trainings, the group trainings was all online. And it's me. I made a little spot in my house, little yoga mat, and I started doing my training right there with the camera. So that got old. So like I said, it took a lot from you. It took that, I lost the mojo, right? And saying, so I was helping my brother with some construction. So everything in the world was dying, right? Everything was shutting down and not evolving, not growing, except construction.
Oh yeah. Everybody was doing projects.
Everybody
right?
doing projects.
Yep.
So I started a construction company during that time, and I got a lot of work because nobody, like, I mean, so I was doing, commercial kind of, I've been doing a lot of home renovation stuff, but I was doing a lot of commercial projects. And a lot of people weren't doing commercial projects. And so I was getting these jobs. And
you
know
were
what
traveling
mean? Yeah, I was traveling. I was in Albany. I did Albany University. I did a Polytech University. I did Syracuse University. I did, and I did the 90 Thruway, all the Thruway, the rest stops on 90. I did all those. So it was like, it was crazy because, you know what I mean? But I was doing that for a while. And then I kind of lost myself a little bit because you get into the construction world, you start meeting different people and a lot of different people. Their bottom line is money, that dollar is the bottom line, right? And sometimes you, as a hard worker, sometimes don't get the proper pay get your pay. Really? So I'm gonna do a couple things, and so I have got angry with the industry, but then I kind of brought it back. I kind of understood how to play the game now, so I brought it back. Now I, you know me, I've been doing it for now 7 years. Mm-hmm. How long COVID been around? So 6 years now. Yeah.
I lost track of time. I'll be honest. Those years are just like, they're gone.
Yep. Six years. And throughout that 6 years, I was able to help feed families. I was able to give jobs to guys that had no skills and teach them skills. So they have skills that they can build their own empire forever. They can teach now their stuff. So, and all this stuff I learned on YouTube. Well, I kind of knew how to do it because I helped my brother a little bit.
Yeah.
But to get really good at it, YouTube was my friend. And COVID was the best thing for YouTubers.
Oh, yeah.
For you people in YouTube. I learned everything on YouTube. And I was able to do everything.
So, and you're giving a lot of credit to YouTube, but let's go back to when you were a kid. It's Dermotate. Oh my gosh, I lost the word.
Determination.
Yep. And it was teaching yourself and again, having the support. And obviously your family is very supportive of everything that you do. Your wife is amazing as well.
Yeah, sure. I drive her crazy, man, because she's like, another thing. I was like, man, it's all related though. I'm an ice road trucker. Then I want to go, plant corn. You know what I mean?
But I will say this in your mind, because I'm kind of similar. In your mind, they're all connected. But from the outside world looking in, it's all these different pieces.
Right.
And I always say they don't see the nucleus. They don't see the core of it.
Right.
Right. And how it branches out.
Yeah.
Once again, now when you're speaking and you go out on tour. Yeah, you have a book that has a different title that will relate to more people.
Right.
But also, instead of just sitting back and, when COVID happened and pouting or being upset because your book didn't do what it wanted to do.
Yeah.
Just like when you were a kid, not sitting down pouting because your life wasn't going to be what you wanted to do.
Right.
You just powered through it, Leroy.
Powered through it. I did. I powered through it. It was painful. We got a lot of bumps on the way up, got a lot of bumps on the way down. But we kept moving. That's the name of the model, to keep going. And we did, and you know what I mean, it's always my passion, like you saying, like the Life Matter Run, NFL alumni, even the construction business, it was all about people, man. Like, I have a passion for people, you know what I mean? It all relates to people. I got the gym. The reason I got the gym is to train people, you know what I mean? Now I bring people in there to train them to train other people, because I don't do much training anymore, but I train other people to train other people, you know what I mean? So it's always, it comes to the one common denominator is people. You know what I mean? And if I can enrich another person's life and you know what I mean? It's always the ones that struggled the most and powered through. It's the ones that are going to help the ones that are struggling to power through.
Because you understand.
Understand what it is. Understand what that fight is. And sometimes people don't have that fight. Some people don't have that extra backbone to, you know what I mean, to power through that storm. You know what I mean? So.
Can I ask you though? Because you said nothing was off limits, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No.
So those people. It was funny because this was flipping in my mind, and then you start talking about it. Like when you do see the person that you can see so much potential in them, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like all they need to do is give a little bit more of an oomph, or just change one thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're not doing it, and again and again. So they're talking the talk, but they're not walking. How do you handle that? Because
so it was so basically when I was heavy in the fitness, right? I was heavy in the fitness, and it was this lady. I'm not gonna mention her name, but I spent so much time working with her, and we were working so hard, and she became a completely different person. And it was almost at that at the moment that she was like, you know what I'm saying? You know how your baby get the wings and able to fly?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
The baby bird get the wings able to fly?
Yep.
She was there. She gained her wings, man, on the fly, going to fly, right? And so it's all about a foundation, right? Foundation. We thought we built a solid foundation so she can build whatever she needs to be on top of that.
Yeah.
And then, but whatever with her marriage, that foundation kind of crumbled. That thing crumbled the foundation that we built over here. And I mean, so it kind of dug up that foundation. So, and everything crumbled. And I saw her maybe 5 years after, like 5 years later. And she was back the same person she was when we left. And then, you know what I mean? She was embarrassed to talk to me and see me and stuff like that. So I tried to talk to her. I'm like, yo, don't worry about it. Then I found out what the situation was, what happened. And it was like, so when I'm working with a person, I don't talk with a person. I don't try to be Mr. Fix It. I be Mr. Listener first.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Listener. And the thing is that sometimes you listen to people can reveal stuff that is actually bothering them and was actually hurting them and what's what they're going through. And if you listen good enough and listen long enough and build that relationship, now you'll see where the foundation need to be built at. Because sometimes it's not built in the body, like building the body up. It might be built in that person having confidence to, you know what I mean, to, you know, the say hi to another person, just be able to have a conversation with another person, open up, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is. So that's what I try to do. I try to listen and try to and not have the answers. But the thing is that where can I fit in to be a support system for you? You know what I mean? Because that's basically what it is. You know what I mean? But it's all about the foundation, man. Like, I mean, it might be one foundation over here, one foundation. It's got to be some kind of nucleus, something that's going to branch out to cover everything, because everything's going to happen.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
never nothing that's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be ready for all that. You know what I mean? And a lot of times I wasn't, and I needed the prayer. My thing was God, man. I had to pray more. I had to fast. I had to do certain things to reach out to God when I get in that certain place. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't walk around and say, oh, I don't have anybody. I got to support myself. You know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, I got your back, but who got my back? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, if I have to reach out and talk to somebody, ask somebody, I know they got my back. Sometimes you don't know what person got your back unless you actually say something, ask them, right?
You know, I saw something recently where they said the biggest people cheering you on are people you've never even had a conversation with.
Yeah.
Like they watch from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just rooting for you and rooting for you.
Yeah.
And I think about that a lot. You know, when you put something out there, you put a lot of things out on social media about what you're doing, what expectations you have for yourself, but mm-hmm. you never put expectations on other people.
Right.
But I sometimes think by watching the expectations you put on yourself, you are lifting people along with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like you said, with that woman, you never looked at her and judged her for the fact that she went back to where she was,
because
that's something she has to work through.
Right.
And just listening. So
just listening.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's like, that's the main thing. It's like, we got two ears, one mouth for a reason. And I think that, that's a most powerful thing a person could do, because like people want to share their stuff. You know what I mean? They want to share their hurts, their pains, you know what I mean? And they're not sharing it for advice. They're sharing it for results. And sometimes it's just a matter of, you know what I mean? They're not alone.
Yeah.
I'm not alone. You know what I mean? I was like, so you're not alone. You ain't got to tell me everything you're going through, but you know, whatever it is, you're not alone. And I'm here to listen. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's why you're one of my favorite people.
I
don't see you as much as I used to, but we seem to cross paths just when I need maybe a pick me up or a good conversation.
You want to know why we haven't seen each other a lot? Construction. I'm about to retire from construction. Yeah, it's a world. So it's like I say, I leave my phone in the car, right?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna bring my phone in here because I think it'll be ringing off the hook. Because it's not one thing, it's another. Like just before this morning, before I came here, I'm shoveling out a back of a car that we're putting in driveways. So a walkway. So we're shoveling out clay to go for the guy to have room to put gravel in there before we can lay down and pour concrete. It was like I did this morning, 7 o'clock this morning.
That's
so my hands hurt right now, my shoulders hurt.
You wouldn't even know.
It's just like, I just did that this morning. So, and I was showered up and rushed out here. I just got here like just a nick of time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be always on time. But yeah, it was, I just did this morning. So construction, once you in that, so demanding, you know, somebody came and did your house. You didn't want me to spend 20 days on your house.
No.
You want to come to the house. You know what I'm saying? How long? You know what I mean? How long is it going to take? 5 days. Okay, 5 days. Now day number six, you're like,
Are you still here?
Well, come on. You moving in? Are you moving in? You're going to start paying rent in a second.
Yeah. It's funny because it's true.
It's so true. I tell guys, I try to find the most efficient ways to get jobs done quicker, because every minute that the job ain't done quick enough, I'm losing money, right? Mm-hmm. We're losing money. You're not losing money because you're getting paid because you're there. I'm losing money. So I try to find the most efficient ways, and then, my phone be ringing off the hook like crazy. So I was like,
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And you're president of the NFL alumni for Central New York.
Yeah.
And you're an author, and you're a motivational speaker, and you're a dad, and a husband, and and you, I don't know if you still coach, but I know you were coaching football for
I coach running backs at CBA. So I'm a track coach at CBA. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a head track coach at CBA, and I'm a running back coach.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
But like I said, I do a lot of stuff, but I know how to delegate. I know when things aren't, like right now, I'm supposed to be working right now. I'm not working right. I got guys working right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And so as far as the gym, I mean, all the stuff works out. I had to build it up to a point where I can kind of walk away and do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying nothing where I want it to be. You know how they say you got the magnifying glass, you put something here, get lukewarm,
yep,
and you got to
yep.
keep it on something to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. You know why? Because there's everything I want to do is people involved, man. And if I just focus on this thing and just this thing and get hot,
this falls apart.
It could be 10 years before it just get hot, and there's a lot of people that fell through. So I can't operate. I understand that model. I talk to people about that model all the time. I said, this thing you want to do, focus on that, get that thing where it needs to be before you go to the next thing. And so I'm the lukewarm person. I get everything lukewarm.
I think that's why we're friends, because that's how all my stuff is, right?
Yeah.
And I just said this. I have a different TikTok page that most people around here don't follow, because I put it out to other people.
Yeah.
And I was driving one day, and I was had stopped, and I parked the car, and all I said, and it got so many views, was I just realized I need to be in control of my own business, mm-hmm. because when you put it out to other people, you know, they have lives, they have other things.
Yeah.
Your priority is not their priority.
Right.
You need to remember,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that I struggle with that. But I would say that's a good way. I'm gonna steal that, mm-hmm. that I do a lot of things and they're lukewarm. But my real estate business is always just right below my kids. Kids
yep.
come first,
yep.
and then my real estate business, because
yep.
those agents, those clients are depending on me.
Yep.
But this is like, you know, these kind of things that I get to do, and mm-hmm. I say I get to do them because people yep. like you allow me to.
Yeah.
They'll never go up here because, yeah. you know, that's a good way of putting at it.
Like, oh yeah. Right? That's the only way I do it, because I can't leave. I mean, so it's like, I don't have no responsibility for people. I don't have my responsibility is not people,
mm-hmm.
but you know what I mean? The thing is, I have a passion for them. So, I mean, so if I'm not doing A, B, and C, like if I didn't do the construction business like I did, there's like 20 plus guys that wouldn't have the type of skills right now to feed their families, right?
Right.
And the same thing with the gym. If I close the gym down and say, okay, I'm not going to do the gym, I'm just going to focus on the book. There's people that, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I'm saying, so the book is something that once it goes, it kind of sells itself as it goes. But then tied in with the book is the motivational speaking, you know what I mean? And I mean, so it's like, I can't just focus on this because I might get lost in that. And then the people that need me over here, that's not concerned with this.
They don't care about,
care about this.
They're happy for you, but they don't. Yeah.
Yeah. They need this right here. So I talk, like it's like practice what you preach, you know, they say practice what you preach, and okay, you be the teacher with your own destiny, something like that. I talk to people all the time. I say focus, like dream. Dream stands for determination, responsibility, effort, action, and management or movement. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's saying, so you focus on what you want, what you're doing, and just focus on that and nothing else. It's going to be hard to do. It's going to be hard to do. You can name me one person that's doing that other than the person that only does one thing.
Well, and they do. And then, I mean, part of the reason I think we enjoy life so much is because we have so many people.
Yeah.
And we have so many things going on. And those connections, on a day I have a really bad day, I come across somebody, whether it's you or someone else, and that connection, that conversation just lifts me up and makes me want to do it all over again.
Because you care about a lot. You care about a lot, and you care about doing a lot. And saying so, that's what keep you going. And I mean, you can't focus on one thing. That's not the way to go. If you want to, if you want people involved, you can't just focus on one thing. So in our golf tournament, once you come there, you'll see it's a testament of what I'm talking about, is that we bring so many people, we fly people in from all over to come in just to share this moment, to help Erin's Angels, to feed or increase her organization, but feed the people, get her. That's what Life Matter was. All Life Matter was me running for organization and getting their name out there so people know who the organization is.
Yep.
And so they can donate to them. We market it. Could you please donate to this organization? They need this. They need this help. They need that. We're going to run. We're going to sacrifice our bodies for this organization so that you know that we care about them and you should too.
Yeah.
And people was getting donations and stuff like that. They thought calling thank you for the donations for the run. It's like people call me from New York City, from Texas, all over, and they saw the pod, they saw it, and they want to help. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was like, it's just a little run. So that made me do it more. Yeah. I did more.
Well, it's your connections outside that help the connection here locally.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we didn't cover? Because I know we covered quite a bit, but anything that you think that they should know about either Leroy or one of your organizations, your book or something?
My ending thing is always be aware of your surroundings, understand your potential and your powers. You know what I mean? Once you understand your powers and your potentials and your awareness that there's so much more that we can accomplish. You know what I mean? We'll accomplish so much more in life. Sometimes it's not just we accomplish those things, not for us, for other people. And that
kind of sums up your life too. I mean, that's what you do. So, well, thank you for your time today, especially with now that I know how busy you were, you're probably going to go back out and hurt your hands and your body.
Yeah, I'm about to go work right now. I'm like 10 minutes away. I'm about to go finish laying some gravel down. So,
well, thank you. I always appreciate our conversations and everything that you do for our community.
Thank you very much, Shelly. You've always been great. Appreciate it.